So first of all, the Torah tonight should be again L'ulei Nishmas Rav Mordechai Bennett's mother Pesach Chana Bas Rav Moshe Bennett, Mordechai and his mishpacha. They got up from Shiva this morning. And Mirz Hashem, all the Torah should be Nechama to them, and the Torah should be L'ulei Nishmasa Tzadikas of a mother. Should only be a Melitza Yosher for all of them until we're Zaycha to be reunited with Tchias HaMesim, with Mashiach Tzidkenu B'meher B'yameinu.
Amen.
L'havdol from talking about difficult times, year after year in El, there's always many, many chasanas. Many, many chasanas. Last week I had a chasna, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. This week, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Next week, again, Bez Hashem is Baruch Hashem, chasanas. You know, when I was thinking about it the other day, first I thought, maybe it's not so right. Obviously, it's convenient. Meaning what? When are the chasana season? So June, after school is over, and people have a little more time on their hands, and it's easier to have a chasana. So June time is always filled with chasanas, and then the end of August is filled with chasanas. So the end of August often is El. But El is supposed to be a very serious time. El is a time of achana for Yimei Hadin, for Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippurim. But that being said, maybe that's not the right machshav. First of all, we all know the famous chazal that a chasan is moichal kovanosav. A chasen to Moichal Kovanosav. A chasen, a kala, forgiven for all their sins. It's the biggest Yom Kippur of their lives. So when we have the schus to partake in that chasana, so each and every one of us also are tapping in perhaps to that koyach somewhat. It's a big time of tshuva, big time of mechila. I was thinking about it, I shared this actually at a women's shir already, but it was during a very special member of our shir, Elio Baruchov's chasana, Eli and Shari, who I feel so close to. So during their chasana, so I was standing and watching the tansing. And I was thinking that I finally got pshat in how every member of the chasana, every person at the chasana, the guests, as much so as the chasana kala, could be moichon kovanosov. Why? Because what ultimately is tshuva? What ultimately is our goal during these days? To ultimately be who we're supposed to be. That so often we veer off the proper derech and we fall, whether it's because of taiva, whether it's because of atzlus. And ultimately tshuva is just being the best you, is being who you're supposed to be. At a chasana, everyone's being who they're supposed to be. Everyone's being who they're supposed to be. The avoid of a chasana is to dance and be besimcha and to sing and be mesameh chas mekal and to mitzvah. So everyone's supposed to, everyone's in their right mindset. Everyone's in who, in their right avoida. So meichan kavonos, because you got it tonight. So that's one reason we could say maybe why chasanas often fall out during El. Emes as well. We find many mekoros from what I'm about to say. Many Torahs, the Berditchvah talks about it, Tver Shleima, others. How of the biggest avoida to be able to ensure that we're going to be mezakeh b'din. There's going to be a year of simcha and bracha is to work on our bein adam b'chaveiro and caring about others and giving to others and being da'alich avschus and in the merit that we care for others and give to others and are da'alich avschus of others, we hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu also midah k'neged midah will treat us in the same way at a chasana we're mezameach others. It's a beautiful time to have a chasana during Elul. So hopefully Bez Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu mezameach us. And of course, it's also the Zman of Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. And when we see such a beautiful kesher, a beautiful relationship, coming to that pinnacle of a chasen of chuppah, yom chuppasa, so it's a reminder, and it's a chizik to us, to have that same kesher with the Eibishter of Anila Dodi V'Dodi Li. Just some thoughts. Emesis I saw brought down, the Darche Tshuva brings down, something amazing. He says, generally, and again, this is not pure halacha, but There's a minog Yisrael for sure that many won't make a chasna during the second half of the month. If you guys heard that before, only to have a chasna during the first half of the month. And the reason the second half of the month is when the moon is waning, and therefore it's like, it's a simen ra a little bit. It's not a good zman as much so as the first half of the month. Dr. Moshe brings down, Elul is a month full of simcha, full of growth the entire month. So you can have a chasna the entire month. Not just the beginning of Elul, but the end of Elul as well. So we see Elul is actually a very opportune time to have a chasna. Opportune time to build. Even though it's such serious days. Even though it's such powerful days. Such intense days. I read recently a story that I read before. Some of the chevrim sure heard this before. A tremendous story. The Rebbe of Melech, the Noam Eli Melech, so he was known, even though he was always makabel others and always giving of his time to others during Elul, he wouldn't see people unless it was mamish pikuach nefesh. That was mamish, so important, life or death discussion. Otherwise, he really wouldn't see people during Elul. Elul was his time to do cheshbon and nefesh, and to work on himself, and to grow, and to build his own kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalom. There was a yid, a wealthy yid, a Talmud of the Rebbe of Melech. He lived a little bit farther away. And he had a son, a wonderful son, who suddenly out of nowhere just like went off. And had some like serious mental illness. And stopped talking completely. And nobody knew what was going on. Went to doctors, nobody could help. What was davening? Nothing. And it was during Elul, and he says, I can't have this. My son, for sure, for this, the Rebbe of Melech would see us. And they travel, and they start traveling to Rebbe Melech. And they pass by, there's an ani on the side of the road. His son hasn't spoken in a very long time already. And his son says, opens up his mouth and says his first words to his father, look, there's a poor person, we should give him tzedakah. His father's taken aback. Of course, he stops the carriage and he goes and he gives a gold coin to the ani, and the ani asks, where are you headed? Where are you going? We're going to the Rebbe of Melech. So the ani says, the Rebbe of Melech, it's Elul. Everyone knows the Rebbe of Melech doesn't see people during Elul. Where are you going? He says, no, my son, he has a serious mental illness. And the son continued to talk, by the way, after that as well. The ani says, you don't have to go to Rebbe Melech anymore. Your son's been completely healed. You see, he's talking, he's fine. He's already completely at a Refuah Shleima. You don't need to go anymore. But he wasn't convinced. The father was so nervous, and he anyways finished the journey and gets to Rav Melech and tells the gabbai how important it is. He has to see Rav Melech. His son has his mental illness out of nowhere. And they let him into Rav Melech. And of course, you go see a tzaddik, you give pidyon, you give some money. And he handed him 10 gold coins. And he didn't say a word before he even said what the issue was to the Rebbe. Rav Melech looks at him, he says, to Eliyahu and Navi, only give one gold coin, and to Melech, you give 10 gold coins. So Rav Melech's, in Kachave, he was healed already from Eliyahu and Navi, as we understand. Rav Melech's nephew, Rav Zusha's son, told over this story. And this is what he added. Listen to what he said. He said, we see from here, the Eibishter would rather bring Eliyahu and Navi to the world to bring a refuah to this child than to have him go and bother the Rebbe of Melech during Elul. That's how precious Elul is for the Rebbe of Melech. Imagine how important Elul is, what we could gain during Elul, what we could grow during Elul. But at the same time, it's a time of chasanas, and a time of chasanas, and hopefully our chasanah with Eibishter anila doidi v'doidi li. So it has to be a time, in a certain sense, when we're building our chuppah. And we're building our bias. So a chasana is a zman, not just of a kesher in that relationship, but it's a time to start building a bias neman. We have to build our bias during these days. But which bias? What am I referring to? So I saw the most incredible Torah this week. I was so excited to share this Torah. Now you're going to have to cheshbon. You went to Rav Matl this week, so you're prepared for these type of Torahs. It's not my own. It's all from the Chassam Sefer. I saw this Torah. I was mamish dancing. I sent immediately after learning this Torah, I sent an email to my Rebbe, the Shmuel Pinchas, and I said to him, I'm sure the Rebbe knows this Torah and probably already wrote up on this Torah that I just am unaware of, but if the Rebbe hasn't, this is like mamish golden, the Rebbe has to write a whole piece on this Torah. This was yesterday. I didn't hear back from him yet. Often, when I ask him a question support, he's very good at getting back right away. Sometimes, whatever, he's incredible. Before I even share the Torah of Chassam Sofer, listen to what Chassam Sofer says. He says like this. He starts the Torah before he even says, and the Michtav Sofer, the Heilige Michtav Sofer, his son, said it's the only time in all his writings he says this. The only time in all the writing of Chassam Sofer that he says this, Odiacha, I'm going to make known to you, Mashito Ani Elokim Bezeh, what was made known to me by Hashem. You hear this? So that alone, Chevra, the schuz we're to get, we should probably stop shir and all go to the mikveh quickly.
Yeah.
If I could get the one right here open, it would be a thought process. We'd have to go all the way to Rockaway. I'm assuming we all went mikveh today, or at least we're mikveh Yisrael Hashem. So Adiacha Masha Diani Elokim Bezeh. Listen to the Chassam Sofer. And we all have learned Chassam Sofer. It's like incredible blow away Chassam Sofer. It's like Mamish Ruach HaKodesh. This is the only piece in all of Chassam Sofer that he says, I'm going to make known to you what Hashem made known to me. Incredible. You ready, Chavra? It's a very deep tire. In this week's parasha, Parashat Kisavo, the Pazuk says, Perach of Zayin, Pazuk Yud, V'shamata b'kol Hashem Elokecha, you should listen to the voice of Hashem, your God, V'asizas mitzvos of his chukov, and do his mitzvos and his commandments and his laws, asher anoichi mitzav chayom, that have commanded you today. We'll get back to that. Okay, sounds like a pasuk that we've seen 10 or 20 times throughout Torah, but a very important pasuk, a very chizik to keep Torah mitzvahs. Chassam Sofer, he'll get back to that pasuk, but he develops in the following way. He says, there's a pasuk in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Mem Dalid, Pazuk Yud Gimel. And the Pazuk says, Mizaveinu Mileim Mefikim Mizan Elzan. Our storehouses are full, providing nourishment, Mizan Elzan, from harvest to harvest. So obviously this could be talking about our physical storehouses of Parnassa. But obviously, we're going to try to understand this beruchnias and how it is that our storehouses could be full, how we could reach a level of shleimus. It has to be mizan el zan. What is this zan el zan from harvest to harvest? So Chassam Sofer says zan is gematria 57. Zayinun, it's easy, right? 57. So what's 57? Chassam Sofer says 57 is that there are 57. Kadosh Dig Yomim Shal Simcha every single year. You have 52 Shabbosos, 2 Yomim Toivim of Pesach, meaning first day, last day, 2 Yomim Toivim of Sukkot, first day, last day, and Shavuos. Meaning the Shalosh Regalim have 5 days Yontiv and Shabbos. Now we know there are other special days, other Yomim Toivim, Shemini Atzeres, and Chol HaMoed, and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, obviously, we don't say Hallel, but very serious days. But of the Yom Tov, the Raisa, on a Kaddish Dig, a Simcha Dig a day, we have 57 days. Shabbosos and the Shal Shrugal. So that's Zan, 57. Now listen to this. You have 57 holy days, and how many years is the Teva? Halavai, we should all be beyond this. But how many years is the teva for every individual to tap into and to keep and to be mekayim those 57 days? Each and every one of us, 57 years. Why 57 years? So we know that we say, Yemei Shinoseinu Shivim Shana in Tehillim, right? So halavai, a normal lifespan, halavai we should all live to 120, but in Yemei Shinoseinu, a normal lifespan is 70 years. So where did I get 57? Because till you're 13, till you're bar mitzvah, everything's only midrabanan, everything's only chinuch. When do you be a bar mitzvah? When you're 13. So from 13 to 70, which is the normal lifespan of a person, are 57 years. So you have 57 years of 57 days of Kedusha. And that's Zon El Zon. That's Zon El Zon. Meaning, how do we fill our storehouses? How do we make sure we're mashlim ourselves? We're full. We're the Yisrael I'm supposed to be. Zon El Zon. We tap into those holy days, and that gives us our spiritual sustenance during our 57 years, 57 days. Oh. Now, 57 times 57, meaning how many days are there in our in a normal lifespan of these holy days? 3,249. Okay? Later, if you want, you can take out your calculator. Trust me. 3,249. 57 times 57. But watch this. Chassam Sofer brings down that in Tehillim, if the Chesed, now you're going to have to watch this. Tehillim Lamites, Pazuk Vav. The Pazuk says, Hine Tefachos Nasata Yomai. That we could break up the days into Tefachim. Tefachim, the days are made up of Tefachim. Now, that's strange. Generally, we think of Tefachim as a physical measurement, right? But here we're saying it's a measurement of time as well. Hine Tefachos Nasata Yomai. Okay. Just hold that. Hold on to that for a moment. It's Beferish Pazuk Adilim. Now, we know also Tvachim make up an Amma. How many Tvachim are in an Amma? Six Tvachim to each Amma. Six Tvachim is one Amma. Chassam Sofer says, if you look in the Pasuk, we have to listen to Hashem's voice. Keep Torah mitzvahs and fill that storehouse on the 57 days, 57 years, 3,249 days in our lifetime. Asher anoichi mitzavcha yom, that I've commanded you today. Those words are unnecessary here a little bit. If you take Rashi Tevos, Anoichi mitzavcha yom, Anoichi mitzavcha yom, I command you today, Rashi Tevos, Amma. Amma. Meaning what? Anoichi mitzavcha yom. Each day, the tzivoy is this Amma. Now again, an Amma is six tvachim. So basically, all six tvachim, which makes up a day, makes up each Amma. If you take the 3,249 days of Kedusha of one's lifespan and divide it by six Tvachim to understand how many Amas we'll have, how many Amas we'll have to be Mashlam Anoichi Mitzavcha Hayom, so 3,249 divided by six. 3,249 divided by six is 541 and a half. The 541, Chassam Sofer says, is exactly Gematria Yisrael. Meaning you want to be a Yisrael? You want to be a member of Yisrael? You have to make the most of those days, of the tzvachim of those days, that make up the amas of those days of one's life. You follow that? Tremendous. Chassam Sofer says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this Torah. I mean, it had to be, because who thinks like this? It had to be the Eibishter. But we see the depth in Torah, it's mamish incredible. So every yid, in other words, every yid, every Yisrael, is made up of. Ultimately, what's the takeout? Okay, beautiful, tremendous. Hopefully, I'm not going to even chazer it again. You'll listen to your Torah again and review it as many times as you need. If anyone wants, you can take a picture of the Chassam Sofer inside also. But Lemaisa. What do we come from here? First and foremost, what comes out of here is to understand, to be a Yisrael, we have to be mashlim ourselves, we have to fill up our storehouses with Kedusha, and specifically to tap into all these holy days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us, which are there to build us. But it's not enough. We have to understand that these are the days that are going to create our bias. I mean, as we said before, every chasna is creating a bias. What is our bias? Is our bias in this world? This world is Olam HaZeh B'Olam HaPruzdur B'Fnei Olam HaBa. This world is only a hallway. This is where our bias, this is nothing. This is only temporary. Everything here is only temporary. Our ultimate bias is Shifti Beveis Hashem. Every one of us these days, at least us Ashkenazim, are saying L'David Hashem Erev Ishi twice a day. You say it once a day anyways. You say it once a day always. Right? That's not special for El. But it's good, Baruch Hashem. Shifti beveis Hashem. We're davening Shifti. Shifti. We have the Sfar, actually, I just saw the Sfarim on this side, Ashkenazim on this side. What's going on?
Ashkenaz.
You're Ashkenaz? Really? Okay, Baruch Hashem, good Achtos. Shifti beveis Hashem. Shifti beveis Hashem. Actually, I knew that from your mother. With that. I mean, your father. With your cousin.
Cairo.
Hmm?
From Cairo.
From Cairo?
Yeah.
Cool.
Don't
you have to know. L'maisa, Shifti beveis Hashem. Shifti beveis Hashem, Chacham Sofer says, it's not just beveis Hashem. That's our bias that's going to be close to Hashem in Olam Haba. It's what we're trying to build, our bias in Olam Haba. How do we build it? Kol Yemei Chayai. Through all the days of my life. Many explain, many think, and it could be as well, Shifti beveis Hashem, Kol Yemei Chayai. David Melach telling us that we could be Shifti beveis Hashem even in this world. In Zariah, that you could have Chayai Olam Haba. That's how many explain. Not just the next world. Chassam Sofer says maybe Shifti beveis Hashem is talking about in the next world. And I'm going to build a bias. This world's only Erev Shabbos. I'm living for Shabbos. How so? How am I going to Shifti beveis Hashem? Kol Yemei Chayai, all the days of my life. And that's these Yomim that we're learning about. These Yomim of Kedusha. Upper, but it's Kol Yemei Chayai. All the days of my life, not just the 57 days a year. What about the other days of the year? If you take a 365-day calendar, what about the 308 days that are left? What about those days? This is Kol Yemei Chayai. So maybe we have a bias that's built through those holy days. But let's remember as well, every bias needs a shar. You need an entranceway. You need a gateway into the bias. So how do you get the shar? How are we going to even enter into that bias? So every year, besides for the 57 holy days, we also have 10 days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. 10 days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. 10 days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva are Mamish Kodesh Kedoshim, including Rosh Hashanah and Yom HaKippurim. And each day connected that the entire year of those days, these big days that are coming upon us, Abba Alein HaTova. 10 days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. 10, first of all, before I even move on, 10 is Eser. Eser are the same Oisiyos Shar. Through those 10 days, we build the Shar, we build our gateway. But 10 times 57, because again, it's 57 years in normal life, man. So we have 10 Aseres Yemei Teshuva. We have 10 days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva. 57 times. What's 57 times 10? That's a very easy one. 570. 570, exactly, Gematria Shar. Meaning, through the 10 days of Aseres Yemei Teshuva, throughout our 57 years, we have our Shar, we have our gateway. Oh, but there's one thing left. There's one thing left. So you have a Shar, and you have your bias. Your bias is built, which is the Ikar of all the Yemei Kedusha. And your Shar is built during Aseres Yemei Teshuva, which gives you the entranceway into a life of Kedusha. But most homes, if not all homes, you have still also in between a chatzer. You have a courtyard. You have a courtyard. You have a shaar, you have a chatzer, you have a bais. What about the courtyard? What about the front yard? What about the chatzer? So listen to what Chacham Sofer said. Mamash unbelievable. This is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Torah. So you have 365 days a year. 57, we said, are Shabbos and Yontov. 10 are Aseres Yemei Teshuva. 357 minus those 67, you're left with 298 days left. 298 days left, which aren't accounted for yet. Chatzer, exactly, Gematria 298. With the rest of the days of the year, Kol Yemei Chayai. That's when I build the Chatzer, and I finished off my Shifti Beveis Hashem completely. Meaning what? Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us something incredible here. Told the Chacham Sofer this, and the Chacham Sofer shared it with us, Baruch Hashem. Our avodah is to make the most of our days. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us very, very holy days. Some very, very holy days to help inspire us, to be mechazik us. Leil Slichos, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and Vaday, and more important, as he says, every single Shabbos, Kodesh, and Pesach, and Shavuos, and Sukkos. Big days of Shefa. Big days where we can feel close to Hashem and know who we really are. And that builds our bias, those days. And then we have a Seres Yemei Tshuva to build our Shaar, to even enter into who I'm supposed to be. But then we use all of those days to be Mashpia and live up to who we're supposed to be and have a Chatzer as well, where all our Avodah goes on. In the Chatzer, that's where all the Avodah goes down. And that's how we can have Shifti B'Veis Hashem, Kol Yemei Chaye. And build that Shifti B'Veis Hashem, Olam Haba B'Veis Hashem. But that means, what does that mean to each and every one of us? It means that we're making ultimately the most of every single day. It means that we're making the most of every single day. Meaning there are some days which are more conducive, tap into that Kedusha, and I tap into it. And some days which are less, that I'm supposed to use all the inspiration from the very holy days to keep me afloat and keep me connected to the Eivishter. But Kol Yumei Chayai builds my Shifti B'Veis Hashem. Every single day is Chashev. Every day is important. Every day we have to make the most of it. That's why it is. If you pay attention to these parshios, there's such focus. We just read in the pasuk we just read of Hayoyim, constantly word, which doesn't need to be said. We have Kisavos this week. Next week's going to be what? Nitzavim. How does Nitzavim start out? Atem Nitzavim Hayoyim Kulchem. That word Hayom is completely superfluous. It could be Atem Nitzavim Kulchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem Hayom. Of course Hayom. What else day is it? Moshe speaking to them. Right? The word Hayom is completely unnecessary. Very next parasha, Vayelech. How's Vayelech Moshe V'Deber and Dvar Mayelech Kol Yisrael? Vayomer Lem Ben Mea V'Esrim Shana Anoichi Hayom. Moshe speaking to them says, I'm 120 years old today. Of course today. What? Hayom, constantly, this word Hayom, which is completely unnecessary, is always just constantly repeated, specifically during these weeks. And the Zohar says, Hayom, da Rosh Hashanah. Hayom is referring to Rosh Hashanah. So these are avodas we prepare for Rosh Hashanah. And what is that? It's to recognize I'm going to make the most of Hayom. We've said it, you know what, we have to read it. Go in the living room, bring me the Likutim Aran. On the left side, you'll see... You'll see it, it's like orangish on the bottom, on the left side in the big room right over there. This Hayom, to understand Hayom, making the most of every day. You know, I don't want to feel you to miss this. Oh, it's back already, look at that, beautiful. You know, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Ches, it goes through and tells us, it's a crazy Gemara, it says the Mashiach is going to come Hayom. Hayom, Mashiach is going to come Hayom. Hayom im bikolo tishmu, which is a pasuk in Tehillim, as we all know. Hayom today, if we listen to Hashem. That's what the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. But what does Hayom mean? You know what this Hayom means? The way the Rebbe Reb Nachman teaches us. You're going to be in a few days. Here's your achana. You're going to be there to make the most of every day. To make the most of each Hayom. We've read through this Torah at this table many times over the years. And I've said over this Torah, but if you don't have this hanging on your wall yet, then mamish, something's wrong with you. No, emes. Or in your pocket or something. Or maybe you already know Baal Peh. So then maybe you already know Baal Peh. He says, what's Hayom in B'kolo Tishmu mean? And Pistama, he doesn't mention the Gemara in Sanhedrin, but Pistama, that's what he's telling us. So beautiful always, the piece is Ayin Resh Beis. Ayin Resh Beis is Arev, is sweet, Baravna. It should be Resh Ayin Beis, if it's the highest number first. Resh, but Resh Ayin Beis is Rav, is a famine. So Nachman doesn't want any of his Torahs to be called a famine. It's Arev, it's sweet. It's the sweetest. This is the sweetest Torah. That Torah of Chacham Sofer is the one that the Eivishter told him, and this is the sweetest Torah of Nachman. Imagine the sweetest Torah of Nachman, so listen to what he says. Hayoyim in B'kailo Tishmu. It's hard to say what I'm about to say on a night where we went through that Torah Chassam Sofer, but if all you listened to tonight was this, Mamish, and even if you've heard it before many times and learned it before many times, it's well worth it. It's well worth learning together at 12:15 a.m. just for this. Zek klal godol ba'avoyit Hashem. It's a big klal in avoyit Hashem. Shelo yasim lenegit einav kim oisa hayom. that we should only put in front of our eyes, we should only think about that day. Hein basic parnasa v'sterchuso, when it comes to parnasa, when it comes to earning a living, and what you need physically, don't worry about the next day. Don't worry, people are so worried. How am I going to save enough money to pay for my grandchild's tuition? Relax! Relax! Don't worry so much of your grandchild's tuition. It's beautiful, but don't worry so much of your grandchild's tuition. Maybe spend a little time with your grandchild instead of worrying about your grandchild's tuition and sitting in the office. Shem Yerachim. Families need to spend time with each other. That's what people want. People understood. Parents understood and grandparents understood that what children and grandchildren want more than anything you could buy, anything physical, is just time, just spending time, sharing time. So when it comes to Parnasa, we have to not worry about tomorrow and next week and next year and 5 years down the road and have to have enough savings in case of Chveznisht. Kamuva Svarim. But more importantly for us right now, Bavoid Hashem. Chem Bavoidoso Yisbarach. When it comes to serving Kadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Yasum L'Negin Einav Kim Oysa Ayoyim V'Oysa Asha. All that we should think about in Avoid Hashem is that day and that hour. That moment. Why? When you want to enter into Avodas Hashem, we have the inspiration of those 57 days of a Shabbos, of a Yontif, and you want to be someone. But then suddenly, it feels like a very heavy burden. It is so much. There's so many areas I have to improve in. There's so much Torah I have to learn. I can't bear such a heavy burden. But when we realize all that I have is today, I have no burden. Because I realize Hashem can't expect from me more than I can do today for today. But also you can't push off. You can't push off from one day to the next saying, Machar Aschal, tomorrow I'll start. Machar Aspal B'Kavanim Kochroi, tomorrow I'll dive in with the proper kavana. Tomorrow I'll have shmir senayim. Tomorrow I'll start having a serious chavrusa every morning, every night. Kiyotu b'deh b'shar avodos. Ki ein l'adam balamo kim osa ayom v'osa ashosha omid bo. Because all that a person has in this world is that day and that moment that you're standing in. Ki yom ha-machras. Because tomorrow hu olam acher legamre. It's an entirely new world. Not an entirely new day, entirely new world. Hayom im b'kolo tishmu. The emphasis, we thought, learning Gemara in Sanhedrin, Hayom b'kolo tishmu, bring Mashiach. Mashiach will come today if we listen to Hashem. And the emphasis is on if we listen to Hashem. Rav Nachman says, no, Hayom, if you look in the Torah, it's bolded and large. Today, im b'kolo tishmu, Hayom daika. The ikar, what we have to examine is the day. Meaning what? The key to bring Mashiach, and the key to these days of atem nitzavim hayom, anoichi mitzavcha hayom, is making the most of hayom. Making the most, sorry.
Take a picture.
Making the most of today. And all those days of kol yumei chayai, if I make the most, it's interesting, not kol shonai, all my years, it's kol yumei chayai. All the days of my life, create my shifti b'beis Hashem. We'll create that house. If I make the most of every day, I'm living every day. V'atem advekim, Hashem alkeichem, chayim kochem, hayom, again. Always, we find this hayom, by all these big psukim of dveikus and closeness. Hashem's telling us, you know how you have dveikus? Making the most just of today. Whoever you could become today. Kadosh Baruch Hu brought me, this was an older gematria, but Matana a few years ago, I was working on these inyanim that we're talking about. If you take gematria, tafkid ola, tafkid chayim olam hazeh. Tafkid chayim olam hazeh. The purpose of life in this world is gematria 825. Exactly, gematria, chashivas bazman, making the most of time. That's making the most of today. Just making the most of today. That's my avodah.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That's the void of life. That's why it was, you know, this very famous story, it's in so many books, but I know it's true from him, at the schus to be so close to Rabbi Yamin Kamenetsky, Zeicher Tzaddik Kadosh Livracha. And everybody knows, the whole world knows this story, how Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the God of Hador, his tata, by Rabbi Yamin's bar mitzvah, Rabbi Yaakov got up and made a speech and said, I'm giving my son, giving you Binyamin, the most precious gift in the world. And what did he present him with? A watch. He presented him with a watch. It's the most precious gift in the world. To make the most of that day, to make the most of time. Binyamin made the most of every moment of his life. He was an incredible yid. He built this whole community. We would have nothing without him. My close friend, Binyamin Sharif, was once driving him home and asked him about this story. And he said, yeah, it's 100% true. So he was driving home. He says, I want to see the watch. I heard so much of this story. Rabbi Yamin looked at him and starts laughing. Yeah, I lost it years ago. He didn't lose the message. He didn't lose the message. To make the most of every single moment. The Chavetz Chaim, there's a phrase in the Welt, in the Goyish Welt, time is money. Time is money. It's true. It's true. Time is money. You could, depending on what you do with your time, you can make money. If you're lazy, you're not going to be making money. Chavetz, just tell a lawyer when he's billing by the hours, right? Morty, you getting ready for this? Time is money.
Minutes.
Right? By the minutes. All right. Yeah, they bill by minutes already? Who knows? Chavetz, stomach. So time is money. Time is money. Chavetz Chaim starts screaming. He says, time is not money. Time is so much bigger than money. Time is so much greater than money. Time is life. Time is life. Your time is your life. It's way more valuable than money. You'll give all the money away to have more life. To have more life. I know somebody I'm very close to. Very, very, very wealthy individual. He was an older man. And he needed a new liver. Or he was going to... The doctors, that was the only way he could live. This was already going back, maybe 15 years ago. Maybe he was around 70 years old. And he needed a new liver, or he would pass away within the next month or two. Mama, she didn't have time left. B'derech teva. Upper, but he's already older. And he was like, 1,000 on the list. He wasn't going to get it. He was nowhere to be seen. It wasn't going to happen. But he's a very wealthy man. For a few $1 million, he was able to buy himself a liver. And he's still alive today. This was about 15 years ago. True story. Someone I'm very close to.
Like legit liver?
Legit! He did it in Florida. I don't know exactly how he pulled it off. I don't know the details. I'm telling you right now. True story, 100%. It's worth it. But what? Lemaisa. Time is not money. Time is life. Money's nothing compared to life. So what are we doing with our life? What are we doing with our time? What are we doing with our hayoyim? Think back at the end of the day. What did I do today? Just today. Not about last week and last month and last year. Just today. And tomorrow, let's make the most of that day. That hayom. And these days are kol yumei chaya going to build the shifti beveis Hashem. That's the chashivas of these days. I've told over this story. I'm sure you've heard from me before as well, but I'm just thinking on this topic. For those that didn't hear the story, every person has to hear the story. I think about this story all the time. It's changed my life, this story. I read this story in the book, The Last Lecture. So the Chevra read the book. If you didn't read the book, it's kedai to read the book. It's also kedai to watch the lecture. It was a man by the name of Randy Pausch. Randy Pausch was a professor in a university somewhere in California, if I'm not mistaken. And he was diagnosed with a terrible cancer. Very bad prognosis, 6 months to live, whatever it was. He ended up outliving that. He lived maybe a couple more years, but he passed away a few years ago. That year when he was diagnosed, he was asked to give this big lecture. Once a year, a professor was chosen to give a lecture to the whole college where he was. And he was asked before he was diagnosed, but he was going to give this lecture. And he decided to turn the lecture basically into like a kind of goodbye speech to his children. And leave them with legacy, and leave them with just ideals of life. And it was like a last will and testament to them, and a very beautiful, it's beautiful, the lessons of life that he left them. He doesn't really say that till the end of the speech. It's very incredible. You could watch it, it's online. But afterwards, then, it was such a powerful speech, he turned the speech and added more ideas and stories and different things into a book. You get the book. The last lecture. And in there is one story. At one time he went to this, he had cancer already, and he knew he only had a few months to live, whatever it was. His wife sent him to the grocery store. So he goes to the grocery store, and he had to buy a few items, and he goes to the self-checkout line, and he checks out the items. Maybe it was $18.63, something like that. It was in the teens. And he puts his credit card in, and puts it in. Nothing happens. So he puts the credit card in again. Two receipts come out. He realized he paid twice. He paid twice. The first time obviously worked, and then two receipts came out. So he chesbens to himself, what am I going to do? So he knows he could go find someone who works in the store. But what's going to happen if he does it? He'll definitely get back his money. It's right there. You have two receipts, same exact price, same items are on the receipt. He has it. There's no question. There's nothing to argue about. But you know how things go in these stores. He's going to find someone. That person's going to say, oh, we have to find this manager who could help you. And that manager's going to say, oh, but I can't help you. We have to find the higher manager. And he's like, I'm sure I'll get back my money, but it probably could take 20 minutes till I get the money back. He said, I walked out of the store way happier to have 20 minutes and 18 extra dollars in my pocket. The chashivas of time. How chashiv every moment is. He got it. Unfortunately for him, it took him being stricken with an illness to tell him he has very little time left in his life. We shouldn't need such a patch, such a wake-up call. Our wake-up call is El. Our wake-up call is the Yamin Arayim that are facing us, mamish, before we know it. Our wake-up call is recognizing that I want to be able to live a life of shifti b'beis Hashem, and that's built through Kol Yimei Chayei. I want to have that chuppah. I want to have a bias in Shemayim one day. I want to be with Hashem. And it comes from these days. Yes, it comes from the inspiration of the days of Yontif and Shabbos. But I have to live out Kol Yimei Chayei in the most beautiful ways. Be'ez Hashem is Baruch. Each and every one of us should be Zoicha. Zoicha just to make the most of every day. Sometimes, as we said before, and Rav Nachman told us, sometimes it feels very heavy and there's too much to do, and I have so much I need to work on, and so much I have to do. Hayoyim in b'koylo tishmu. When we think of it like this, it's not the biggest burden. It's not too much. All that I have to do is make the most of today. And go to sleep and wake up the next day and I make the most of that day. That's the greatest tshuva. And that's how we won't just bring Mashiach to the world, we bring our own personal Yeshua. And each and every one of us, Zaychad, Ksiv Chsimatayva, Agugabat Yar, a year of Simcha, a year of Bracha, a year of Geula, for Yeshua, for each and every one of us, and our Mishpachas, and God's Klal Yisrael.
Amen.